Okay, so today we're going to look at John 19 and 20. Okay, so we're nearly finished the book of John, and I'm sure we've only scratched the surface. But John himself said, if all the things Jesus did were written, it would fill the world with books. So he must have had a very hard time choosing what to put in his gospel. Maybe some of you guys, when you write your autobiography later in life, you'll have a hard time thinking of what to put in as well. Okay, let's pray. Tenno-chō-sama, doka kyō mikotoba o hirakete kudasai, doka watashitachi no mind o tenshite kudasai. Kono shinjutsu o hontoni attehamereru youni, jikkō dekiru youni, tasukete kudasai. Okay, so we're going to begin in John chapter 19, and we're going to start at verse 25 and read first of all down to 30. Okay, so I'll read it in English and in Japanese. Okay, John chapter 19, verse 25 to 30. You can say that.
ヨハネの19章25から
But standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, he said to his mother, Woman, behold your son. Then he said to the disciple, Behold your mother. And from that hour,The disciple took her to his own home. Okay, well, we might stop.
ヨハネの福音書19の25から兵士たちはこのようなことをしたが、イエスの十字架のそばに、イエスの母と母の姉妹と、クロパの妻のマリアとマグダラのマリアが立っていた。イエスは母とすべてそばに立っている愛する弟子を見て母に女の方そこにあなたの息子がいますと言いましたそれからその弟子にそこにあなたの母がいますと言われたその時からこの弟子は彼女を自分の家に引き取った
OK, now let's turn the page now if you're reading this particular translation and go from verse 20, chapter 20Okay, we'll begin with chapter 20, verse 1. Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early, while it was still dark, and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they've laid him. So Peter went with the other disciple, and they were going toward the tomb. Both of them were running together.But the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. And stooping to look in, he saw the linen cloths lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the face cloth, which had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen cloths, but folded up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple...who had reached the tomb first, also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet, they had not understood the scripture that he must rise from the dead.
ヨハネの21から
21節。
さて、週の始めの日に、マグダラのマリアは朝早く、まだ暗いうちに中に来た。そして、墓から石を取る。取り抜けてあるのを見たそれで走ってシモン・ペテルとイエスが愛されたもう一人の弟子のことを誰かが私のことを言いました私はどこに置いたのか私には分かりません そこでペテロはもう一人の弟子は外に出てきて墓の方に行った。二人は一緒に走ったが、もう一人の弟子がペテロより早く走ったので先に墓に着いた。ペテロは早かったので先に墓に着いた。そして体をふがめて覗き込み、雨布を越えているのを見たが中には入れなかった。シモン・ペテロはもう彼に続いてきて墓の中に入り、雨布を置いてあった。イエスの頭に巻かれていた布の儀礼は雨布と一緒にはなく離れたところに巻かれていたままになっているのを見た。その時先に墓に着いたもう一人の弟子も入ってきた。そして見て信じた。
Okay. Verse 9.
彼らはイエスが死人の中から蘇らなければならないという聖書をまだ理解していなかった。
Okay. And one more section. From verse 11. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb, and as she wept, she stood to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, and one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she didn't know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you've carried him away, tell me where you've laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'"
ヨハネの20章11から17。しかしマリアは外で墓のところに訪ねて泣いていた。そして泣きながら体をかがめて墓の中を覗き込んだ。すると二人の見つかりがイエスの体に置かれていた場所に、もう一人は頭のところに、一人は足のところに白い衣をまとって座っているのを見た。彼らは彼女に言った。なぜ泣いているのですか？彼女は言った。誰かが私の足を取ってきました。どこに置いているのか私には分からないのです。彼女はこう言ってから後ろを振り向いた。するとイエスが立っておられるのを見た。しかし彼女はイエスであることを分からなかった。イエスは彼女に言われた。なぜ泣いているのですか？誰を探しているのですか？彼女はそれをその間の管理人だと思って言った。あなたがあの方を運んでいったなら、どこに置いたか教えてください。そうすれば私が引き取ります。イエスは彼女に言われた。マリア。彼女は振り向いて、ヘブル語でラボに、すなわち先生とイエスに言った。イエスは彼女に言われた。私にすがりついてはいけません。私はまだ父のもとに戻っていないからです。私の兄弟たちのところに行って、彼らに私は私の父を、またあなた方の父、私の神、またあなた方の父のところに戻ると告げなさい。
Okay, so this is very interesting because John chooses quite different things to put in his account here than the other apostles put in the other gospels.
ここでヨハネに関して面白いのが、ヨハネが、ここに書いたことは他の、マタイ、マルコ、ルカに書いていることとは少し違います。
If you compare them all, of course, you get the big picture and you can get a very, well, much more clear picture of what happened and where, who did what and everything over that time. Each gospel just gives a little bit of the detail.
まあ、全ての福音書を読んでみると、まあ、あの違う側面から見た、まあ、大きな、まあ、全体を見ることができて、まああのね、全て一つ一つに起こったことが分かります。
And so we need to do both. We need to sometimes look at them synoptically, in other words, put them together and look at them. But sometimes we need to look at them individually and say,What didn't he say? And ask why didn't he say it?
まあ時には、全てを合わせて全体を見るのとも大事ですけど、たまには、一つだけ読んで他のことで言ってたことなのにこっちは言ってないなぜだろうと考えるのもいいです。
And that's what I'd like to do now and ask why did John talk about these things?
まあ今日それをしたくて、ヨハネはなんでこういうことを言ったのかそれを見ていきたいと思います。
One thing we can do when we read a passage like this is look for things that repeated many times, words that occur over and over again, and sometimes that will be the clue to see what his point is.
まあここ、したいと思うのは、何回も繰り返せるという言葉を探して、それを通して何が語りたいかを知ります。
Looking at John 19, especially the part we read, and then John 20, and the whole of John 20, and also John chapter 21, basically there are three things that are emphasized here.
ヨハネの19と20と21
Yeah.
を全て合わせると、まあ、基本的に言いたいことが一つあります。
Three.
3つあります。
Yeah, there are three points that are emphasized. They are family.
まあ、それ一つは家族で。
Another one is seeing and believing.
まあ、一つは見て信じること。
Yeah, that was the second two. Seeing and believing. Okay, so let's understand how John uses these things and what he's trying to teach us.
ここでこの3つのことを通してヨハネが何を言っていくかを知ってもらいましょう。
In the first section we read, there's something that appears a lot.
まあ最初に読んだところで繰り返されることがあります。
And that is Mary.
一つはそのマリア。
There's a lot of Marys here. It's quite confusing.
ここには何人かのメアリーがいてちょっとよくわかんない。
Why is Mary such a popular name that we have three Marys in standing in front of the cross?
なんでメアリーがこんないっぱいいるんだ
って。It's strange, right? Well, perhaps it's there for a reason. Perhaps it's there to emphasize a point that he points out these names.
まあそれはもしかすると、メアリーを通して言いたいことがあるからかもしれません。
We've studied before in the Gospel of Matthew how Matthew emphasizes the same thing in a slightly different way.
マタイも、このマリアについてちょっと違う側面ですけど同じことを言います。
When Jesus was born into the world, there is Mary and Joseph, and at the same time, John.
イエス様が生まれてきた時に、マリアとヨセフと、ね、ヨハネがいます。
Yeah, in that case, it's John the Baptist.
伝道者、じゃあ、洗礼者。
Baptism.
Baptism.
And at the end of the Gospel, it's the same. And John puts it here too. We have Joseph of Arimathea and the Marys, and of course, John the Apostle.
ね、ここの、福音書の最後にもマリアたちと、ね、シシ、ね、
アリマティア、ジョセフ、オブアリマティア、アリマティアのヨセフ、
アリマティアのヨセフが出てきます。
Right, and of course John the Apostle.
あとヨハネ。
Mary, Joseph, John. Mary, Joseph, John.
マリア、ヨハネ、ヨセフ、マリア、ヨハネ、ヨセフ。
And angels appear to Mary and Joseph, and now we have angels appearing at the end to Mary again.
で、マリアとヨセフに、天使が現れたように、ここでも現れています。
Joseph was a righteous man, Mary was a godly woman, and at the end, it's the righteous Joseph of Arimathea and the godly Mary who were there at the end as well.
で、最初にもヨセフと、マリアは信仰、ね、
まあ、
正しい人でしたけど、まあ、ここでも一緒で、最後にヨハネとマリアが、信仰を変えます。
Right. So what is John saying here? He's saying, in the beginning at the cross, we've got all of these Marys together. And then, at the resurrection, the next, or three days later, we have the Marys there again.
ここでヨハネが言いたいのは、まあ、十字架にかけられた時にマリアがいて、そして復活の時にもマリアがいました。
Mary Magdalene is the first Mary to hear the gospel, and she becomes the first preacher of the gospel.
マリアは、マグダラのマリアは初めてその福音を聞いて、 福音を伝えるのです
。She's the first one to see Jesus.
まあ、イエス様を見るのは初めての人でした。
She's the first one to listen to what Jesus says after he resurrects.
あの、一番最初にイエス様の言葉を、復活した時に聞いたのです。
Right. And so, what we're looking at here is Mary is the first to hear the voice of God, and she's the first to see and understand.
まあ、ここで言いたいのは、マリアが、一番最初にイエス様のことを聞いて、解釈。
Well, to understand.
それを理解しましょう。
Right. John as well is the first apostle to believe.
ヨハネもここで初めて信じたものです。
He outran Peter. He got to the tomb first, as fast as he could get there.
で、これヨハネはペテロを早く走って、墓に行きました。
And he didn't go in. He didn't need to go in. He believed.
まあ、あのヨハネは中には入りませんでしたけど、それでも信じました。
He saw, he believed.
見て信じました。
Peter, on the other hand, he went much deeper. He saw much more, but he didn't believe as quickly.
それと違って、ペテロは中に、墓の中にも入りましたけど、すぐには信じませんでした。
So we have the emphasis on Mary's, and come to chapter 20, we have the emphasis on the word see.
19章ではマリアのことが書いてましたけど、20になると見るという言葉が出てきます。
In 20 verse 1 it says, well, even when it was dark, when it's hard to see, when people don't see, Mary saw that the stone had been removed.
このヨハネの20の1でも、まだ暗い朝の暗いうちでしたけど、それでも墓の中を見ることができました。
And then, shortly after that, it says the others came and John...Stooping, he bent down to look in. He looked into the tomb.
Yeah, あの、そのすぐ後で、ヨハネがその墓の中を覗き込みました。
He saw the cloths.
布を見ました。
Then Peter came and saw the cloths.
ペテロも布を見ました。
The other, verse 8, he went in, he saw and believed.
その、8章、
Verse 11, Mary again bent down and looked into the tomb, and in verse 12 she saw two angels.
で、この11節でも、マリアは外からそれを見て、体をくがめて見て、見つかりを見ました。
Okay.Let me just read one more scripture, then we'll explain what all this means.
もう一つの箇所を見てみます。
Okay, verse 24. Now Thomas was one of the 12, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, We have seen the Lord, but he said, Unless I see in his hands the mark of the nails, and place my finger into the mark of the nails, and place my hand into his side, I will never believe.
ヨハネの20の24の最後になりますけど、12弟子の一人がデドモと呼ばれるトマスはイエスが来られた時に彼らと一緒にいなかった。それで他の弟子たちが彼に私たちは足を見ましたと言った。しかしトマスは彼らに私はその手に釘の跡を見、私の指の釘のところに差し入れ、また私の手をその脇に差し入れてみなければ決して信じませんと言った。
And then, verse 27, then he said to Thomas, Put your fingers here and see my hands, and put out your hands and place it at my side. Do not disbelieve, but believe. Thomas said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have yet believed.
27節、そこからトマスに言われた。あなたの指をここにつけて、私の手を見なさい。手を伸ばして私の脇に差し入れなさい。信じない者にはならないで信じる者になりなさい。トマスは答えてイエスに言った。私の主、私の神。イエスは彼に言った、あなたは私を見たから信じたのですか。見ずに信じる者は幸いです。
Okay. This is the point. God is talking to us here about faith.
ここでは信仰について語っています。
He's showing us those who see and believe, and those who see but don't believe. Isn't it amazing how people can see the same thing, and some people will immediately recognize what it is, and other people will have no idea?
まあ、ここで言っているのは、その一つのものをいろんな人が見ても、まあ、ある人はすぐに信じて、ある人は全然信じません。
We see that, Mary was quick to see, John was quick to see.
ここでマリアがすぐに見て、ヨハネはすぐに見ました。
Then we have the disciples who were slow to believe. Jesus called them slow to believe.
で、あの、他の十二弟子は、他の、何でしょう。
And then we have Thomas, the 11th, and he was even more slow to believe. They were all believers, they were all Christians, but some of them just weren't able to see. Have you ever felt that you struggle with believing in God?
あなたはその信じるのにすごい悩んだことはありますか?
Or, let's put it this way, do you struggle to see what God's doing in your life?
あの、神様があなたの人生で何をしようとしているかを、見る。
It's difficult to see and understand.
その理解しにくい時があるでしょうか?
Or, do you find it hard to trust God, to believe in God'sprovision for you, or believe that he's going to help you through difficulties.
まあ、神様に信頼して困っている時は助けてくれるという信仰を持つことは大変でしょうか?
Let's put it another way. Do you worry?
心配とかはしますか?
Right. If you trust God, it means you shouldn't worry. You're not worrying, but maybe you worry about things. Maybe things trouble you a lot, and you wish that you had stronger faith.
まあ、あの、すごい。頼るときに、手間取ってもっと強い信仰があればなと思うことがあるでしょう。
This passage here, John 19 and 20, is teaching us about who believes quickly and who doesn't believe quickly. And we can learn how to be those who believe quickly.
で、19章と20章は、すぐに信じる者と信じない者の差と、どうするとそのすぐに信じるかということを書いています
。First of all, let's go back to Mary.
まずちょっとマリアに戻りましょう。
Mary was there at the cross when Jesus was put on the cross.
マリアはイエスが十字架にかけられた時にいました。
When Jesus died, she was there, preparing spices and stuff to look after his body.
イエスが亡くなっている前に、あとか、マリアは
she had the spice. She had the things to put on the body, oil and stuff.
体につけるオイルとかスパイスを用意してました。
Even before Jesus went to the cross, she poured Mary. I'm talking about any Mary here. They're all one Mary, right? Mary is pouring out the oil on his hair and feet.
ここではメアリー、みんな一つのメアリーと考えて、メアリーは、マリアは、油を足にかけていました。
Right. And then, even after he's died, and 3 days later, she's still there at the tomb.
で、亡くなられてから3日後でも、その墓に、いました。
And evenAt the resurrection, when no one knows what's happening, everyone's confused, the other disciples go back to their home, but Mary still stays at the tomb.
で、この亡くなられてから3日後に、まあ、たくさんの混乱とかある中で、まあ、多くの人が家に戻ってきましたけど、マリアはここに残って墓にいました。
Even when she sees Jesus, and she doesn't even know it's Jesus, she's asking Jesus where Jesus is. It's an amazing devotion that you see in her.
ね、ここで、あの、イエスが亡くなられてから、イエスがまた現れて、マリアはイエスにイエスがどこかを聞くぐらい、信仰がありました。
Right. And so, the first thing we can say is this. When it comes to how do I become a person who is quick to believe in God? Let me ask you a question. How devoted are you to God?
ここで言いたいのは、もしあなたがすぐに信じているものになりたいなら、どれほど、あなたは神様にと関係があるでしょうか。
How much do you want to be with him?
どれほど神様と共にいたいでしょうか。
How much scorn and mocking are you prepared to have in your life in order to stand with him when times are hard?
どれほど欺かれてもいいというぐらいイエス様と一緒にいたいでしょうか。
It's a good question because sometimes we might think that we have strong faith, but then when mocking starts to come, we might close our mouth and be quiet about our faith.
あなたがイエス様と一緒にいたいという気持ちがあっても、もしそれが熱い信仰でなければ、欺かれるときにもう黙ってしまうかもしれません。
Where was Peter?
ペテロはどこにいたでしょう。
I know where John was. He was there at the cross, so close that Jesus could speak to him from the cross.
ペテロはどこにいたでしょうか。ヨハネは十字架のそばにいて、もう喋れるぐらいの距離にいました。
He was there accepting all of the scorn, as the bulls and dogs, as it describes them, stand around mocking Christ. They were also being mocked.
ここでヨハネはもうたくさんの犬とか牛に欺きられるのもを良しとしてイエスと一緒にいました。
And so the ones who are willing to go into the shame and public humiliation of being a Christian, being faithful, they are the ones who believe quickly and also believe when times are hard.
で、その欺きられたり恥ずかしい目に遭わされる中でもイエス様と一緒にいようという気持ちがある人がすぐに信じるのです。
Now we are coming to the last days, we believe. And the last days are supposed to be the time where temptation is the strongest that it's ever been in the history of the world.
もうすぐ、今は世の終わりだと言いますけど、世の終わりは今まで歴史の中で一番、誘惑が激しい時です。
Are you going to stand?
あなたはしっかりと立つでしょうか。
It's nice to think we are, but are we really going to stand in the most difficult persecution when the Antichrist is ruling in this world? Are we really going to stand it?
大丈夫だと思うのはいいかもしれませんけど、本当にその反キリストが動かす世の中にいると本当に立つことができるでしょうか。
Like, let's say we go to the zoo and let's have a look at the lion.
動物園に行ってライオンを見るとします。
Are you nervous?
ちょっと怖いでしょうか。
Well, what if I put you in the cage with the lion? Then are you nervous?
ライオンの中に、そのケージの中に入ったらどうでしょうか。
Of course, you would be absolutely panicking at that point, wouldn't you?
完全にもうパニックになってます。
We think lightly about prophecy, you know. We're so worried about the timing of the rapture and all of this. I wonder how often we actually stop to think, if we actually come in contact with Antichrist, will we have the faith to believe in that time?
サイリンがいつかとかそういうことを考えますけど、でも本当にその反キリストの前に立つときに、我々は本当に立つことができるでしょうか。
Who stands?
誰が立つことができる。
The disciple that Jesus loved.
イエス様が愛した
弟子。The one who leaned closest to him, leaning on his breast, when they had their fellowship.
自分に一番近くに立っていた、弟子です。
That was John.
それはヨハネで
した。It's no coincidence that he is set aside as the one that had the close special relationship with God, Jesus, and he's also the one who was most faithful in the end.
ヨハネが一番信仰が厚くてイエス様と近くにいたのもたまたまではないでしょう。
And it's also no coincidence that he was the first to believe.
ね、ヨハネが一番最初に信じたというのもたまたまではありません。
And when Jesus appeared to them in Galilee, and he said, "Cast the net on the other side," it was John who said, "It's the Lord." And when Peter heard that it was the Lord from John, then he jumped in and swam to shore. But notice it was John who saw first?
で、ガラリア湖でイエスが現れた時に一番最初にイエスだと気づいた人はヨハネで、ペトロはヨハネから聞いてから海に飛び込んで、イエスに会いに行きました。
The Bible says, he who is forgiven much, loves much.
聖書ではたくさん許すものはたくさん愛されると書いています。
And we could probably say, he who loves much, understands much.
言えるのが、たくさん愛するものは、たくさんのことを知るでしょう。
And the one who loves Jesus the most is probably the one who will be able to see the quickest.
で、イエスを一番愛する者が一番最初に見るでしょう。
Okay, the faithful ones who were willing to be mocked, they were the ones who were blessed with the first and quickest revelation of Jesus.
で、信仰的で欺かれてもいいと思っている者がイエスと最初に、初めに
啓示
を伝えます。
Right. So what about you? Again, I'll ask the question. Will you stand when persecution, temptation comes?
もう一度言いますけど、迫害が来るときにあなたは立つでしょうか?
I ask myself this question too.
まあ、自分にもこの質問をします。
How much am I willing to be ashamed of the gospel publicly?
どれだけ私は欺けられてもいいかという気持ちがあるでしょう?
Well, we're lucky.
私たちはラッキーです。
Because between now and the return of Jesus, we have many, many, many times to practice this.
まあ私たちがラッキーなのはその再臨の前と今の間にたくさんこの練習する機会があります。
You can practice acknowledging your faith in front of the world while they mock you.
まあここでもう世界に福音を伝えてあざけられる練習ができます。
You can talk about your faith with joy in front of your friends and family as they mock you and see how well you respond.
ね、その家族や友達にあざけられながら福音を伝えることによって自分がどれだけ、まあ、あざけられてもいいかっていう気持ちがわかります。
You can see if you couldn't speak out at that time, and if that's the case, you need to pray to God about it.
その時の直前にやっぱり言えなかったってなると、もうそれは祈って神様に助けてもらわなければいけません。
Ask Jesus to show you why. What was it that made you weak in faith at that point?
ねえ、どうしてその時その時に信仰が弱くなってしまったのかをイエス様に祈って聞くことができます。
Is anybody ashamed of your name?
自分の名前が嫌いって言って恥ずかしいと思う人は誰でしょうか?
I don't know anybody who's ashamed of their family name.
まあ自分の名字が恥ずかしいと思う人はあまり知りません。
Are we ashamed of our Christian family name?
ねえ、キリストにある家族の名前を恥ずかしいと思う人はいるでしょうか?
Think about Mary.
ちょっとマリアのことを考えてみて。
Mary was there at the cross when Jesus was put.
マリアはこのイエスが十字架にかけられた時にそばにいました。
When Jesus had died, Mary followed the process. While he was in the grave, she followed the process. She was there trying to help him even when he died.
まあ、マリアは亡くなられた後でも、しっかりと一歩一歩、イエスについていき、使いました。
And then, when Jesus rose from the dead, she didn't understand it, but she was still there, trying to help him, even though he had already died.
で、復活の時も、ちょっとよく何が起きてたか分かりませんでしたけど、それでも、イエスのためにできることはないかと、考えています。
Whether she was with a group or whether she was by herself, she was totally devoted to serving him.
一人でいても、グループでいても、もう 100%イエス様に使えるということを考えていました。
How about this? You might not understand things that are going on, but you can be like Mary. You can continue in the faith, continue trusting in God, even if you don't see and understand why these things are happening.
何が起きているか分からなくて、こんな時でも、ここのマリアみたいに、もう イエスを信頼することができます。
Go to Psalm 22, because Psalm 22 is the psalm about when Jesus is on the cross. This psalm talk is a prophecy about this very event.
詩編の、22章、ここでは、イエスが十字架にかけられたことのことを書いています。
The first few verses describe the feeling of what it's like when it seems that God is not with us. God is not watching us.
最初は、神様が私たちのことに気を配っていないと思った時に、起きる気持ちのことが書いています。
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from saving me? From the words of my groaning, I cry, but you do not answer. By night, but I find no rest.
22-1. 我が神、我が神、どうして私をお見捨てになったのですか？遠く離れて私を救いになれないのですか？私のうめきの言葉にも、我が神、昼も夜も私は呼びます。しかし、ここ座になりません。
Have you had that experience?
このような経験をしたことがありますか？
Well, this is an experience that God's going to take us through. He'll take us to a time where it seems he's not with us, he's not helping, he's not doing anything to make life easier. And he's going to test us through this experience.
で、神様が本当に何もしてくれなくて、もう大変なばかりという経験を、神様は私たちを通らせます。
He'll bring people to mock us.
あざける人たちを呼びます。
Look at verse 7 and 8.All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their heads. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him.
私は見る者には私をあざけます。彼らは口をつぶらせ頭を振ります。主に身を任せよ。彼が助け出したらよ。彼に救い出せさせよ。彼の生き人になるから。
What do you do when that happens?
そういう時どうしたらいいでしょう?
What does it say in the next verse?
次の、とこに書いています。
Verse 9 seems to be the turning point here, where he starts to have faith again.
この9節、からまた信仰が出てくるのを見ます。
Yet, you are he who took me from the womb. You made me trust you at my mother's breast.
9章、しかし、あなたは私を母の胎から取り出した方、母の忠実さにより頼ませた方。
Maybe God had Mary, his mother, right there at the cross, so that he could remember this passage at the time, and remember that he trusted from the womb.
神様のこのマリアがここにいた目的はもしかすると、イエス様がマリアを見て、体内にいた時から、信頼していたことを思い出したのだったかもしれません。
Verse 10. On you was I cast from my birth, and from my mother's womb you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near, and there is none to help.
生まれた前から私はあなたに委ねられました。母の体内にいた時からあなたは私の神です。
Now babies don't see anything. A baby is blind.
赤ちゃんは何も見ません。
But they trust 100% in their mother.
しかし 100% お母さんを信頼します。
Right? And so he remembers back to the time that he was a baby. Well, back then I didn't understand anything, but I trusted 100% and you provided for me.
前のことを思い出して、その時私は何も知らなかったけど、100% 信頼することができました。
Mary had no idea what was going on.But she was faithful.
マリアはこれどうなっているか全く分かりませんでしたけど、それでも信頼しました。
Jesus had not yet understood the passage that he had to rise from the dead, but he believed.
ここでイエス様の、復活を完全に分かっていませんでしたけど、信じるしかありませんでした。
These are the people who have real faith. They don't need to see this and everything else.They see a little bit and then believe.
このような人たちが本当に信仰深い人で、もうすべいろんなものを見なくても、少しちょっと見るだけですぐ信じます。
Now Jesus had them see because we don't have 100% childlike faith anymore, unfortunately. So we need things to see, but God gives us things to see that bring back to our memories, the promises of God.
私たちはもう赤ちゃんではないので、見なければ信じないようになってしまいましたから、まあ、イエス様はそれに答えて少しのものを見せてくれます。
Jesus quoted this psalm and there's his mother and he remembered, he saw and he remembered I've trusted in you from my birth this was why I was born.
イエス様はここでこの箇所を思い出して、あなたが私が何もしなかった時から、私は信頼しましたっていう。
Right. Instead of doubting that God is here, just think back to the times that when God has shown you something.
まあだからこういう時はもう今、信頼しないのではなくて、神様にいろんなことをしてくれた時のことを思い出しましょう。
Think back to the promises He's given you.
神様にもらった約束を思い出しましょう。
Think back to the reasons you first believed.
どういうことであなたが信じたかも考えてみましょう。
Think back to the time you really felt God was calling you and you're still there. Are you still in that calling?
あなたが神様に何かを示された時のことを考えましょう。
Think back to the amazing things you've seen in the Bible.
聖書に書かれていたか、書かれていた素晴らしいことを思い出しましょう。
Here's an amazing thing.
一つのすごいことは、
I'll show you a midrash here. Mary, the mother of Jesus, was there at the cross. She watched him die, and then she watched him resurrect. She walked through the process with him.
その一つ一つの段階を共に歩みました。
And when he rose from the dead, Jesus keeps talking about family.
復活された時に家族のことを語ります。
At the cross, hey, this is your son, this is your mother, this is your family.
十字架では彼があなたの親で、あなたは彼の息子ですと言いました。
And then after the resurrection, don't hold me, because I'm not going. I haven't yet gone to the Father.
復活された時は私にすがりつかないでください。まだ父のところに登っていませんと言いました。
Go to my brothers.
兄弟たちのところに行ってください。
The disciples, he calls them his brothers.
弟子のことをここでは家族、兄弟と言います。
He says, I'm going to my Father and your Father, my God and your God.
私の父、あなたの父、私の神、あなたの神のところに行きます。
It's a family. The family is locked together now.
キリストによる家族ができています。
Well, this is a midrash of Exodus, chapter 1. Chapter 2. Sorry.
出エジプトのミドラシ、似ているところがあります。
Probably chapter 2. Remember Mary in the book of Exodus? Yeah, Miriam. Remember when Jesus was when Moses was put into the river, he was given over to death. It was the death penalty for all Jewish boys.
モーゼが川に入れられた時に、それは死ぬのと同然で、ファラオが全ての男の子を殺すように言ったからです。
Mary was she watched Moses get put to death.
で、ミリアムはそのモーセが、ほぼ死んだようなことを見ました。
He would normally have been eaten by a crocodile.
大体なら多分ワニに食べられてたでしょ
う。Or drowned.
溺れた。
But she follows him down the river.
でもミリアムは横で川の横でついていきました。
It's funny in my mind when I picture this, he's always walking this way.And yet, actually, the river flows that way, so I have to change the way I think about it.
頭の中でちょっとこっちに流れてるイメージがあるんですけど、本当はこっちね。
But she followed with him, and then she watched when she saw the resurrection. Right? Mary sees the resurrection when Moses is pulled out of the river by the ruler of the world's daughter.
で、そしてエミリアムは、川から。引き出されるとこ、復活を見ました。そして、世界の、中心
支配者
支配者 に引き上げるところを見ました。
Right, and if we are correct in our interpretation, we believe that that was Hatshepsut, and she became the pharaoh herself.
まあこれはあの後でになって分かったんですけど、この川から引き出したのは多分ハプシェスというあの後でファラオになった女王でした。
Right, and so Moses goes to the royal family, just like Jesus goes immediately to the father, and Miriam is there to watch it.
で、あのここでモーセが世界の支配者の中に受け入れられたように、マリアはイエス様がその父のところに行かれるのを見ました。
And then she negotiates to, so that her family and Moses, Pharaoh's family and Moses' family become locked in a covenant because she goes to get the wife, I mean the mother of Moses, and she becomes employed by Pharaoh's daughter to nurse the baby. So the two families are now locked together in a binding contract.
でその数字後にミリアムは女王のところに行ってその、その支配者の家族と、モーセの家族を、一致させてあの、契約を結びます。
It's the same, exactly the same story.
まあ同じ話です。
That's an amazing thing.
それはすごいことです。
The Bible is full of amazing things like that that the Holy Spirit has put there.
まあ、あの聖書はそういうすごいことがたくさんあって聖霊がそれを見せてくれる。
And we've seen so many of them.
このたくさんのことを見ました。
Remember them when you come into times of trial. Remember how good God is.
であの迫害の時とか大変な時にこのようなすごいことを思い出しましょう。
How perfect God is.
どれだけパーフェクトか。
How every detail is planned.
一つ一つの細かいところでも全てつながっているという。
And then remember that every detail of your life is planned. Every aspect of your life is known and arranged by God.
すべてのあなたの人生による小さなものでも、神様がそれをプランされていることを思い出しましょう。
We need to believe quickly.
すぐに信じるものでなければいけません。
The ones who believe quickly are the ones who love God the most.
すぐに信じるものは一番イエス様が一番イエスを愛します。
They're part of his family.
キリストによるそのイエス様による家族です。
They're not ashamed to be mocked and cursed and identify themselves as a Hebrew or a Christian.
で、あのそういう時にあざけられることを恥ずかしいと思わなく、
ヘブライ人
とかクリスチャンとかを気にしません。
And that's something that maybe we haven't got that level of faith yet. Maybe we still are ashamed to publicly confess our faith freely in front of everyone.
Yeah, まだ私たちはそのような信仰を持ってなくて、その世間に自分がクリスチャンだということを言うのに少しちょっと手間取ったりするかもしれません。
Or maybe they know we're a Christian, but we don't talk about our beliefs, so we don't discuss our beliefs in the public circle.
まあ、向こうがクリスチャンと知ってても、まあ、そのことについてはあんまりちょっと、まあ、しゃべらなかったりちょっと黙ってしまうようになった
り。 Or even if we do, but we still worry about what people think.
それでもまあ自分の信仰に語っても、まあ、相手の人がどう思うかなとかそういうことを気にすること。
God wants to take away that unbelief.
神様はその、
Right, and so this is the work that God is doing in our life, and He's going to allow you to be mocked. And when it happens, this is a test. Be confident in God at that time.
Yeah, この神様はそのあざけられたり迫害の時に私たちを通しますけど、それはもう神様の計画によってあることだというのを分かって、信仰深く言いましょう。
If you're living in a golden cloud of prosperity and every prayer is answered immediately, you'll never have that opportunity to test that faith and glorify God.
すべてがの祈りが答えられて、もう楽園みたいなところに住んでいたら、あんまりそういう経験ができないでしょう。
So don't be afraid of trouble.
その問題とか、 トラブルを怖がらないようにしましょう。
Right. We need to see. We need to learn to be able to recognize what God is doing.
私たちは神様が何をしているかをしっかりと見ることができるようにならなければいけません。
It's not easy.
簡単ではないです。
When Jesus appeared to... We have four records of Jesus appearing here in the Gospels. There's another in Acts.In three of those cases, they didn't understand that it was Jesus. He looked different. He didn't seem to be Jesus, and yet Jesus was in front of them.
復活のところでイエス様が、弟子たちに4回現れますけど、その時の3回は、
There are four times that he appears in the Gospels after the resurrection. In three of them, he's right in front of them, and they don't see and understand.
その4回現れますけど、その4回の中の3回はもうイエス様だということを気づかないんです。
That means that in our life Jesus is going to be right there in front of us doing things and we're still not going to see clearly that this is actually his work. It's him. It's his action.
つまりそれは私たちの人生の中でイエス様の働きを見るときにそれがイエスの働きだということを理解できないかもしれません。
That lost job, that accident, that embarrassing situation.
あの事故、あの失業とか、あの恥ずかしい時。
That's Jesus.
それがイエス様です。
But you don't recognize it.
まあでも気づくことができません。
But we need to listen closely and remember that the ones who really love him see him quickly.
まあでもそういう時に思い出さなければいけないのは、すぐにイエス様を見つける者は、イエス様を愛します。
After the resurrection, Jesus was here, and then 8 days later, he was here, and then he disappears, and then a week later, he's in Galilee. He's not always right there, you know, in that sense. We don't see him all the time. We see him sometimes.
復活の前のと違って、復活の後は、現れたり、消えたりとか、イエスさんが、ちょこちょこ入ってきますけど、例えば8日後に現れて、1週間後に現れてとかそういう感じです。
We have the Holy Spirit with us always, but we still don't see clearly.
聖霊が私たちと共にいますけど、それでもあんまりよく見えることができません。
The family aspect. Christ is our family. We are locked together with Him. Don't doubt that. He loves you. He's always with you.
まあ、あなたはもうキリストによる家族なので、もうそれを、拒否しないで、もう、
God loves you and He's always with you. He's not going to leave you.
神様はあなたを愛されて、置いていったり、放っていかれたりしないので、それはもう信じてください。
He cares what's happening in your life.
人生何が起きているかをしっかりと分かってください。
But the level of devotion that you have, how much you stoop down to look in and stick with Him.Will determine how quickly you will see.
で、あなたがどれほど真剣に求めて、イエス様を探すことが、あなたの信仰のと他の人の信仰の違い。
They're all Christians. They're all saved by grace through faith.
みんなこの中ではみんなクリスチャンで、
信仰によって
恵みによって、
恵みによって信仰を通して救われている。
信仰を通して救われている人たちです。
But they don't all see the same level.
でもあんまり同じぐらいそのことを見ることができません。
Okay. Let's be quick to just to trust in God even when things are not looking good.
多分大変な迫害の時でもすでにイエス様を受け入れるような人になりましょう。
Okay, one more thing, just to harp on it. The name Miriam or Mary means bitter.
最後にちょっと言いたいのが、メアリー、マリア、ミリアムは、苦いという。
And it's a very popular name in the world. I have to acknowledge that there are many Marys today. It's interesting that a name that means bitter would be so popular as a name. But in the Bible, there's a good reason for that.
世界には、マリアという名前たくさん今日、今この日でもいますけど、まあ面白いのが苦いという意味の名前がこんなに流行ったんだっていうことが面白いんですけど、まあそれにはちゃんとした理由があります。
But what we can say is that Mary understood the bitterness. of what it means to trust in God in this world. But she also is the first to get the promises of God fulfilled in her life.
ね、あの、こういうのは、マリアは、この世の苦みとかをよく分かっていましたけど、あの、その代わり、この世の、この世のじゃ、復活とか、いいことをすぐに見ることができました。
So don't worry about the bitterness.
だから苦みを気にしないようにし
よう。Just look forward to the resurrection.
再臨を楽しみに待ってみましょう。
Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your promises and your faithfulness, Lord, to us. God, I pray for us. We're coming to a point where we really need to learn quickly how to trust you, how to see, how to notice. And there are many who don't see, and perhaps we don't see. So I pray, Lord, that you would train us, Lord, through the bitterness and the difficulties of this life. Please train us. In each experience, how to trust you even through the difficult times, Lord. We thank you for the wonderful promises, the wonderful things you've shown us already, and I pray that those things would strengthen our faith more and more in Jesus' name. Amen.